I would bet today that one thing you have not paid any attention to whatsoever is your breathing. We don't pay attention to how we breathe because it's automatic. It's just something that happens. Or is it? We can actually begin to pay attention to our breathing, and that in turn can have a huge impact on how we are feeling from moment to moment. Are you feeling stuck or frustrated or anxious or worried in the moment, or have you been today? Is that the way you feel now? Consider the possibility that by focusing in on how you are breathing now can alter that feeling instantly. How are you breathing now? With short breaths? With long pauses in and out? People who study breath work observe that how people breathe is a strong indicator of the issues that they carry in their tissues. Monitor your own breathing. Are you a person who takes in air, lets air out, and then there is a long pause between when you take air in again? In other words, a pause at the bottom of the cycle? If so, chances are very good you are a person that has a very difficult time receiving. You see, our breath actually gives us away. Begin to notice how you breathe. Consider the possibility that how you breathe is a huge indication of what trauma you are carrying now. Trauma that needs to be released. I invite you to give yourself an assignment. And for the next day, off and on, pay closer attention to how you are breathing. And then if you get even more curious, do a little research, and you may be surprised to discover that the patterns of your breathing are a unique stamp of who you are now and what trauma you continue to hold in your body. Monitor your breathing, do a little exploration, and you will be surprised about what you are learning. And in doing this, you will make conscious what was unconscious before. The wisdom of our breath is remarkable.